Prominent opposition leader Alexei Navalny to be kept in custody until February 15th at a hastily organized hearing after his arrest, aides said. This as Navalny calls for Russians to, quote, take the streets against authorities. Navalny's lawyer tweeted from the makeshift courtroom at a police station that the court had ruled for him to be held for 30 days from the day of his arrest Sunday. His spokesperson said, quote, this cannot be called a parody of the rule of law. Political analyst Maria Lippmann says Navalny needed to go back to Russia in order to be heard.
During the days leading to his return, the government made it very clear he would be arrested right upon arrival, but that failed to intimidate him. He will continue to be a problem behind the bars or not, and the government will have to deal with that.
Police seized Navalny at a border control post at a Moscow airport less than an hour after he returned to Russia from Germany for the first time since he was poisoned with a nerve agent in August. He is President Vladimir Putin's most well-known opponent. Meanwhile, Germany's vice chancellor Monday called on the Russian government to immediately release the Kremlin critic, adding Navalny's detention had been illegal. The U.S. Capitol complex was shut down temporarily Monday out of an abundance of caution after a small fire broke out nearby, the U.S. Secret Service said, underscoring security jitters days before President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. The U.S. Capitol Police said in a statement that, in an abundance of caution, following an external security threat near the Capitol, its acting chief ordered a shutdown of the complex. The lockdown follows the deadly January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol by Trump supporters. This is VOA News. Members of U.S. President Donald Trump's failed bid for a second term played key roles in the rally that spawned the deadly assault on the Capitol, according to an Associated Press review of records. AP's Julie Walker reports.
This undercuts claims that the event was the brainchild of the president's grassroots supporters. The Save America rally was hosted by the pro-Trump nonprofit Women for America First, but an attachment to the permit lists more than half a dozen people in staff positions who just weeks earlier had been paid thousands of dollars by Trump's reelection campaign. Since the riot at the Capitol, several of them have scrambled to distance themselves from the rally. In a statement, the Trump reelection campaign said it did not organize, operate, or finance the event. I'm Julie Walker.
Israel is pushing ahead with plans to build a nearly 800 settlement home on the West Bank before the Trump administration leaves office later this week. AP's Karen Chamas reports.
Kogap, the Israeli defense body that authorizes settlement construction, confirmed the government approvals, which drew swift condemnations from the Palestinians. Palestinians see the West Bank as the heartland of a future independent state. The anti-settlement monitoring group, Peace Now, said that over 90% of the homes lay deep inside the West Bank. Peace Now's Hagit Ofran thinks this new rush of settlements will stifle the peace process.
Ongoing construction and approvals in the West Bank are very bad for Israel because it will prevent the possibility of a two-state solution and a peace agreement.
I'm Karen Chamas.
The head of the World Health Organization said Monday the world was on the, quote, brink of a catastrophic moral failure, end quote, if rich countries long hog COVID-19 vaccine doses while the poorest suffer. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus denounced the me-first attitude of wealthy nations and also blasted vaccine manufacturers for chasing regulatory approval in rich countries rather than submitting their data to the WHO to greenlight vaccine use globally. Scientists have new biological evidence that the so-called South African coronavirus variant binds more readily and strongly to human cells, making it more infectious, a top local epidemiologist said Monday. He was speaking at a presentation of research into the variant by a team of scientists. The variant was identified by South African genomics experts late last year. Dozens of Moscow residents lined up Monday to be vaccinated against COVID-19 at a department store opposite the Kremlin on Red Square. The shot of the Russian Sputnik V vaccine is given on a first-come, first-serve basis. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Right now, VOA One.
Would you rescue me? Would you get my back? Would you take my call when I stop?